Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
UK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. To the Shaw, WAUK. 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 Civic Media app. To the
With news on WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and here's what you need to know. The Connecting Milwaukee proposal, which seeks to double downtown Milwaukee's population by 2040, has been endorsed by the Milwaukee Plan Commission. The multi-million dollar initiative entails substantial modifications to the downtown area, such as expanding sidewalks, redesigning streets, and extending the Hop streetcar. City officials stressed the importance of inclusivity, and a public hearing to discuss the proposal will take place July 25th. A 45-year-old man identified as a Fratert Health Support Staff employee has been arrested for allegedly placing a hidden camera in a public restroom at Fratert West Bend Hospital. The suspect confessed to authorities that he'd been secretly recording footage for several months. Formal charges are pending. With news on WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers lose another starting pitcher. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee left-hander Wade Miley was placed on the 15-day DL today with soreness in his left throwing elbow. He was supposed to start tomorrow night. The Crew are in Philadelphia to face the Phillies, first pitch tonight at 5:40. It's Julio Teheran tonight against the Phillies' Aaron Nola. Milwaukee remains with a two-game lead in the NL Central. The Reds and the Giants game suspended last night due to rain in Cincinnati. Craig Counsell on what he sees for his bullpen on the second half of the season.
I mean, I think.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Safety while swimming is on every parent's mind. Now there's a new concern in the area. Brittany Merlot has more information.
The CDC is investigating a local campground where impetigo has been reported. This common and highly contagious skin infection mainly affects young children and appears as reddish sores on the face, especially around the nose and the mouth, and on the hands and feet. It has been reported that River's Edge Campground in Stevens Point had a case there. Since, they have performed extra cleanings of all the inflatable toys, slides, surfaces, life vests, and other equipment. They stated that they have worked with the local health department and have also had additional tests of the pond water performed.
Starting next week, a section of County Highway W will be closed for construction in the town of Grand Rapids. Watch for detour signs starting July 25th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
The Brewers lose another starting pitcher. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee left-hander Wade Miley was placed on the 15-day DL today with soreness in his left throwing elbow. He was supposed to start tomorrow night. The Crew are in Philadelphia to face the Phillies, first pitch tonight at 5:40. It's Julio Teheran tonight against the Phillies' Aaron Nola. Milwaukee remains with a two-game lead in the NL Central. The Reds and the Giants game suspended last night due to rain in Cincinnati. Craig Counsell on what he sees for his bullpen on the second half of the season.
I mean, I think, look, we're going to have, I think we're going to need somebody else to step up from, you know, we get this group of five that's been here all year. All five of them have had really nice seasons. We're definitely going to need, you know, somebody else in that group. But, you know, that's, you know, I'm asking for a lot, I understand. But we do have a pretty good, you know, idea what we want to do down there right now. And guys' roles are, you know, very well defined.
I asked Christian Yelich if he's okay where the Brewers have been in the standings.
Yeah, you just want to be in a position that you're in it down the stretch. You know, we're still a few months out from September, but, you know, going into the last month of the season, you want to be within striking distance and feel like you have a chance at making a run at the postseason. And you work hard all year as a team to put yourself in a position to succeed and play meaningful games at the end of the year. And, you know, we still have a lot of work to do in order to have that happen, but overall it's kind of a up and down first half for us. We dealt with a lot as a team. I definitely think there's room for improvement in a lot of areas, but we put ourselves in a position to be within striking distance, to be close, and hopefully have a good second half.
NFL Packers nose tackle Kenny Clark on CBS Sports Radio was asked, now that Aaron Rodgers is gone, are the Packers getting less respect as a possible playoff team?
Yeah, 100%, but that's cool. I like it that way.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Crudy, live on the road, WRJN, Racine, Wisconsin. Also got Kenosha covered. We got you covered for the Packers. We got you covered for the Badgers. We got you covered for the Bucks and the Brewers in 2024. Our team out there selling it in a local community right now. Dom, you know, there is some urgency. If you love the Packers like I love the Packers, you better get on board, because there won't be any Packers to get on board with. We're going to sell this thing out, baby. And we're going to talk some politics as well. Hour two, I'd like to start here. Get a good bag of popcorn and enjoy the show.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Lawmakers react to the news of a possible Trump indictment. I perceived it as good news, Dom. Here are a collection of different politicos as they react to this news. Now, Donald Trump announced today that he received a target letter from the Justice Department relating to the 2020 election overthrow attempt and January 6th violence. Republicans responded online with profanity and hyperbole. Of course they did. Senator Kevin McCarthy claimed the only reason that Trump was given a target letter is that his poll numbers went up against President Joe Biden.
Sure.
I'm not clear that that's the case. Now, Speaker Kevin, Jim Jordan, your buddy, Republican from Ohio, told the Raw story, and that's my source, the same thing, claiming the move against Trump, purely political. Here, Dom, is a quote from Jordan. Jim, G-Y-M. G-Y-M. A lot of people call him that. DOJ just keeps it up. I mean, for who knows how long, the whole double standard and why it's ridiculous what they're doing. It's wrong, and it's why, like, for 4 in 5 Americans think there's a two-tiered system of justice. They see it. And 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Trident before you,
come on.
Eat sugary snacks, Dom. Really, that sounded sort of mumbo-jumbo-y, like he's trying to make a case, but he doesn't have much of a case to make. And a little bit more here. In the case of Trump, a federal grand jury would vote to decide whether to indict or not. It isn't a decision by the Justice Department. Well, they are the prosecutors now, but Rep. Steve Cohen, Dem from Tennessee, told the Raw story that Trump should be a target of the investigation. When asked about the excuse that the DOJ is only targeting him, Trump that is, because his poll numbers went up, Cohen called it typical Trump. Rep. Jamal Bowman took it a little bit further, calling it full of crap. And top Democrat Rep. Steny Hoyer, Democrat from Maryland, agrees the idea that the grand jury is making its decision based on poll numbers is, let's just say, baloney, Dom. They're going after him because he's done bad things, Hoyer continued. It's as simple as that. You know, he does things. He's so arrogant. He's so convinced of his own. I could shoot people on Fifth Avenue and people would not care. And he does things with impunity. And that's not the country we are, you know. We hold accountable wrongdoings. Now, he has the right to argue his case, obviously. But that's why he acts outrageously and surprised people respond to him.
Crudy, far-right House Freedom Caucus, Freedom Caucus Chair Scott Perry called the target letter all the same stuff. The federal government, DOJ, justice system, so-called, being used as a political weapon. Now, I'm not going to characterize every single person at DOJ, but obviously the leadership, the people making decisions on the kind of cases. Perry thinks that Trump's poll numbers continue to go up despite indictments because the American people recognize these occurrences for what they are. Look, you're juxtaposing the person that's in the White House and his family right now with the person that just left the White House in real time. One guy is getting a walk on everything. The other side is being mercilessly persecuted for every single thing under the sun. Even things that oftentimes in the past were proven, they were made up. Really? The incitement of a riot, the insurrection, and the trying to take over of the government, and the plot, and the coup, and the conspiracy thereof, that's all just made up, according to the Freedom Caucus guy, Perry. It's unclear what his reference was to the things that were made up. Rep. Jerry Nadler, Democrat from New York, called this kind of thinking absurd. We all saw it, he said. It's been obvious for a long time. He was behind the insurrection. And the phone call to Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, and everything else he did. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it took so long, Jerry Nadler. When asked about the Republican claims that it's political or that Trump was being treated unfairly, Nadler explained. The Republican Party, the people in the House, some people supported the insurrection. Yeah, they did. Two of Trump's former colleagues also spoke to Raw Story. Rep. Ryan Zinke, a Republican from Montana, who was chased out.
He's got a hell of a record of his own, doesn't he?
After allegations of misuse of federal funds. And Rep. Ronnie Jackson, the president's former personal physician, who was accused of handing out pills with proper examination.
Dr. Feelgood.
Zinke said he's not surprised by the charges, claiming that high hurdles are being set up for Trump. He thinks the reason Trump's poll numbers are increasing among Republicans is that there is pushback as a result of DOJ overreach. Look, he's being hit by so many different sides. At some point, it just becomes theater. I say to my friends, get a good bag of popcorn and enjoy the show. And this
my
is
my thoughts exactly.
This is a Trump former colleague. Come on. Jackson, by contrast, acted as if he hadn't heard the news about the letter. And a strident supporter of Trump, he told Raw Story, honestly, I haven't heard his latest. I didn't see Trump's tweet about this or that. Oh, I'm so busy, I didn't see that. Another rep, Don Beyer, a Democrat from Virginia, agreed somewhat, saying he'd been targeted by so many different people for so many different things that it'll help him raise money this week, Beyer noted that the news came from Trump himself and that he often tries to get out ahead of things. Quote, there's clearly a bright line between prosecutors in the Department of Justice, the wheels of justice are about, and what the political engineers would think. He confessed he's not sure how Democrats deal with it because they're not supposed to be involved in the Justice Department activities, despite allegations from Jordan that they already are. Another quote, on one hand, there's so many Democrats who would rather have Trump as the nominee because he's so damaged and we know his core base is very, very loyal, but that's 20% or 24%. He's chased off so many independents, so Biden could beat Donald Trump. On the other hand, if he wins, it would be terrible. So on the off chance a Republican wins, you'd rather have somebody who's sensible. Well, the Trumpster is freaking out a little bit, man. He knows it's that liberal FBI, you know, all those hippies over at the FBI. know, if Trump doesn't, I mean, if you don't like Trump being investigated and charged for criminality, I mean, just perhaps, and I'm just throwing this out there as law and order Republicans, maybe he should engage in, should not, should refrain from engaging in criminal behavior.
Well, Dominic, you haven't responded or told the audience. How did Donald Trump react to this good news that he's the target of a January 6th investigation, meaning in probability he will soon be indicted? Well, the former president, Donald Trump, today revealed that he has received a letter warning him he's the target of special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into his efforts to illegally remain in power after losing the 2020 election to Joe Biden. Here's what he wrote. Trump decried, "Horrifying news," all caps, that deranged Jack Smith has made him the target of the January 6th related grand jury probe. Trump further added the letter gave him a very short 4 days to report to the grand jury, which almost always means an arrest and indictment. The former president then went on into a familiar rant claiming that all of the indictments against him are a political witch hunt, and predicted that the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, would slap him with a fourth indictment in the coming weeks. Will it be four then, Dom? All caps on the Truthy socials. This is a witch hunt. It's all about election interference and a complete, total political weaponization of law enforcement! Exclamation point. And then back to regular writing, still with exclamation points. It is a very sad and dark period for our nation. Trump has already made history as the first American president to be impeached on two separate occasions, and he made further history. Oh, he's a historic figure, Dom, when he was criminally indicted in two different jurisdictions on dozens of felony charges.
Soon to be three and four or five.
And if Trump's Truthy social post is accurate, he will now soon become the first twice impeached, thrice indicted president in American history. You know, when you're four times indicted, what's the slang for that, Dom? I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to be a three-peat, you know. I suspect there might be one for the thumb eventually.
All right, but what, I mean, the Teflon Don, right? I mean, the John Gotti thing, right? Isn't that what everyone has said and compared him to? And it's the same thing. I mean, Gotti got away with it.
I'm a guy on Fifth Avenue, and I would totally get away with it. I wouldn't lose
a single voter. You can get away with it until you don't. Until the jury says, yeah, no, guilty. And he can't help him. The criminality just oozes out of Donald Trump. It's just what it is, and it's not an excuse. It's just what it is. 844-967-2789. All right, patient, callers, be patient. We'll get to you on the other side. Go ahead, Crudy.
Well, I was just going to point out the texters say, Crudy, your Trump is even better than your DeSantis.
It's a low bar, man.
Yeah. But I have fun with it. I throw
well,
my.
That's the whole point. We got to have fun, man. We got to dance while rolling, right?
When you claim rigged election and that's kind of your thing, and Crudy's theatrically playing you, and you're posting on the Truthy socials, you know, these are the postings, the ramblings of a truly desperate man, soon to be thrice indicted. And then there'll be like, I don't even know what to call, four times indicted. Four times a felon. He could hit 100 felonies before all is said and done, easily done. Over under 100 felonies for Trump.
Oh, yes. Oh, Ramy's already at 70 with just the two indictments, man. I mean, come on. He's got way more coming.
Oh, don't we all? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls, perhaps. 844-967-2789. Get the popcorn.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 83. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a texter from Grand Rapids, Michigan, tells us Crudy, four times indicted, will be... Oh, shoot, someone else texted at the same time. Don't do that. I was reading. It will be a doubler, like in Sheepshead. A double-doubler. Four times will be a double-doubler. You're not a Sheepshead guy, are you, Tom?
Nah, I mean, it's been a while. It's been like since college, man.
A texter from Gardenia, California says, time to start using Greek prefixes. You know, like Roman numerals, Tom.
There's so many. 844-967-2789. We got some callers. You want to go there, Crudy? You got something to say?
Nope.
All right, let's get to it. James, you will be first. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. James, what do you got for us?
Hey, James.
The Republicans aren't quite sure of how close they are. Sedition, insurrection, trying to overthrow the government are all political crimes. So the indictments have to be political, don't they?
Well, they were political crimes. You absolutely make sense when you say that. I don't know if you recall back when Fancy Brian used to help us around here on the Devil's Advocates, and he set a song called Sedition, the fiddler on the roof. Sedition! Sedition! Do you think that's ultimately the charge that will land at Trump's feet? Do you think there will be a seditious conspiracy charge? Do you think they'll
if it's not outright treason, yeah, it better be sedition.
Yes.
I feel he pulled outright treason, but, you know, that's a hard one to nail him on.
But treason is aid and comfort to our enemies, right? Unless we find out Putin was paying him to do this. But, of course, it was the American people in small doses effectively paying Trump's grift, which was, it was rigged. It was robbed. Give me your money. That'll make it all better.
Right.
Isn't pushing the Proud Boys and promising to pay for their legal defense aid and comfort?
You know, I would say there might be a conspiracy there somewhere under federal statutes, but I'm not a lawyer.
Well, and thanks for the call, James. I think whatever it's going to be heavier than the Republicans think it's going to be. You know, I mean, you don't you don't go down this road, Jack Smith and the DOJ, right? What would they have over a 90% conviction rate when they bring charges? And you're bringing charges against a former president for the first time in U.S. history. I mean, look at the timeline of everything, right? The DOJ and the FBI, they sat on it for a while. I mean, for a while. We don't know exactly when this whole thing started, but it certainly, as far as the conscience of the American people, helped that the Congress investigated, the J6 committee. They got into it. We saw some of that. So if nothing else, we've been, you know, desensitized to the thought of prosecuting a former president. And when he went down to the indictment, I heard that was a great observation on MSNBC earlier today. You know, the sun went up and the sun went down. I mean, he got indicted and everyone moves on. And at some point, the criminality is just so obvious. The evidence is so strong. They didn't look at it for a long time. They filed some of these charges in, you know, Trump's backyard with a bunch of Trumpsters. You know, there's a lot of Trumpsters on the grand juries. All the testimony, the majority of them, I don't know exactly, but I would wager to bet 90% of the testimony over to the January 6th committee and to this varied grand juries across the country, federal and state, they're all Republicans, man. Those are Republicans. If Donald Trump is brought down for
they're
his
all coffee boys,
it's Trump because the Republicans ratted him out. That's the truth, baby.
Trump had a lot of coffee boys and Diet Coke stewards in both his campaign and the White House. Now, you say it's clear and obvious to everyone. Well, here's Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia's take.
Yeah.
Now, she ramped up her attacks on the Justice Department after Trump announced his news, saying that it is absolute bull bleep to reporters. A little salty. She said that charges are ridiculous and that Smith is weaponizing the Justice Department against Trump. Weaponizing it, Dom, don't you know?
You know, the Justice Department is weaponized against everybody who breaks the law and then gets investigated for it. I mean, there's not, I mean, right, everyone's in jail. Oh, it wasn't me. Well, you know, they didn't do it. It wasn't me. I was set up. Everyone's innocent, right? Come on. The weaponization. If you're being prosecuted by the Department of Justice, if you're on the receiving end of a target letter, I mean, that's got to be pretty stressful, but that doesn't happen because you jaywalk, man.
You've seen Shawshank Redemption, right? Everybody in here is innocent.
Right.
A little bit more from Marjorie Taylor Greene. If this is the direction America is going, we're worse than Russia. We're worse than China. We're worse than some of the most corrupt third world country. And this needs to end. It's an absolute lie. She also took to Twitter to call Smith, Jack Smith, the special counselor, a weak little bitch. Jack Smith is a lousy attorney. His career is filled with mistrials, overturned cases, and judicial rebukes. His only targets Republicans because he's a weak little bitch for Democrats. Careful what you wish for, young lady. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe she's also a target of an investigation from Jack Smith.
Do you think several letters went out? Come back.
Yeah, I hope so.
Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789. Rolling through the happier happy hour. Dom's, wherever Dom goes to, and Crudy's down here, WRJN, Kenosha, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM. Come on back, more devils.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course, proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams. University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
What's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
All businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. The happier happy hour rolling through it. Crudy down here in Racine, WRJN Radio, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM. Dom in his secret bunker location. We can't tell people, Dom. You're too popular. They would crowd you, man. They would crowd you. And there's still time for your phone calls here in this big show, 844-967-2789. But Dom, you have sent me some new news. Jack Smith, through his lunch choice, perhaps sending a message to the soon-to-be-indicted Donald Trump? What is the message? What do you think he's trying to tell the people?
Jack Smith, today, after this very serious charge. I mean, historic charges against the former president. Now, another indictment. And Rolling Stone has some details to what they claim will be in that indictment. But I found this one on Drudge, actually, a mediaite, CNN anchors John King, Dana Bash, observing.
Drudge, I thought you'd broken that bad habit, Tom.
Oh, still a great aggregate.
Are you back on Breitbart?
No, it's been a while, man. CNN noted that special counsel Jack Smith, what did he do today on this historic day? He went to Subway for a footlong. Man, the dude was out in Florida, walked around in public and got a $5 footlong and apparently had nothing to say to anybody asking questions that day. We ain't got a footlong. Hey, we just sent a target letter to the president, former president of the United States, and boy, justice makes me hungry.
But what is the message, Tom?
What's Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes? Well, I got it here. John King, here's what he said.
Yes, please explain to me what the footlong has to do with the length of Trump's indictment.
Here's what CNN said, John King. I'm fascinated to see what the special counsel brings forward. Understandably, you focus on January 6th because of the violence that day, because it played out again, an attempted coup right before our eyes. But the case they're trying to make, if you listen to the witnesses, people who were at Donald Trump's side in the campaign, in the White House, in the weeks after, is all this is actually started before the election when they said, if we lose, we're going to say we won. And so it's really interesting to see how big of a case does Jack Smith want to bring at just one last point. Jack Smith, remember, when the classified documents target letter, when Trump announced that, there's a lot of commentary, you know, is Jack Smith making a mistake here? Is leaving this all to Donald Trump, ? And then they released the indictment. We all said, wow, we read it, the indictment. We saw the documentation. We saw the level of detail. Jack Smith going to Subway today is a message to Donald Trump. Donald Trump tries to intimidate people. He tries to bully people. He tries to scare you away. That was Jack Smith with no words and a simple $5 sub in his hand saying, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Dana Bash comments, yeah, the imagery was intentional and spoke volumes. He didn't say a word. He went and got a $5 footlong in Florida, right in Trump's backyard.
Now, is that some, you know, I'm trying to tie it back to Jared. You remember the Subway spokesman? Lengthy sentence as well, didn't he? His indictment was more than a footlong, I suspect. Dom?
And then one more.
Yes, sir. Let me
844-967-2789. Rolling
Stone.
You stole
my thunder, but go on.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Rolling Stone, Jenna Winter reporting here, exclusive. Special counsel target letter mention of Trump, to Trump, mentions conspiracy and tampering. The letter does not mention statutes relating to insurrection or sedition, a source tells Rolling Stone. The letter it listed the federal statutes under which Trump is expected to be charged include conspiracy, obstruction, and civil rights violations, according to a source with knowledge of the contents of the letter. Jack Smith sent the letter to Trump on Sunday, as we've discussed. The letter mentions three federal statutes. One, conspiracy to commit offense or to defraud the United States, deprivation of rights under color of law, and tampering with a witness, victim, or an informant. Ooh, Trump tampering. You know he did that, man. He can't help himself. It does not offer further details, nor does it detail how the special counsel believes Trump may have violated the statutes, the source told the Rolling Stone. And again, for clarity, again, to reporting here at the Rolling Stone, the letter does not mention statutes on sedition or insurrection, and Trump is the only person named in the letter. So take that for what it's worth. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack, you are up. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us today?
How you doing, Jack?
All right. Just a brief comment on, I think it was February of 2021. McConnell stated, and this is not a perfect quote, but it's very close, there's no question, none, that President Trump is both physically and morally responsible for January 6th. And at least it sounds like Jack Smith is starting to address that to some extent. this is almost every other Republican, and certainly every Republican candidate has refused to state that January 6th, that the insurrection, both parts of the insurrection, the attempt at electoral fraud and the attempt at a violent insurrection, not one of them has stated that they disavow that whole episode. And many of them have stated that, well, this was just a normal tourist visit, or the people doing the visit of violent insurrection, these guys were patriots. I mean, anybody that votes for a Republican is in favor of overthrowing our government, in my opinion.
And thanks for the call, Jack. And we see...
What if they just want a really big tax cut, Jack?
We see the reporting of what they would do, FCC, FTC. I mean, they will pull all sorts of levers of power for the Republicans to become even more authoritarian, because damn it, if they can't win at the polls. And think about this. You know, they stopped the steal. Well, you guys lost. I mean, you lost. Donald Trump's a terrible candidate. I mean, let's look at the history, right? He lost the House. He lost the Senate. He lost the election. I mean, COVID was way worse than it had to be. I mean, Donald Trump was terrible. He added trillions of dollars to the deficit under his administration. No, certainly a lot of those were, you know, money for COVID. But at the end of the day, it's his administration. He signed off on it. Donald Trump was a terrible candidate. So the fact that you brought that he lost this election, and of course, been laying the groundwork for a long time. If we lose, as reporting says, we're going to say we won. Hell, we just won. Wasn't me. It's the Eddie Murphy defense. Wasn't me. I mean, you got caught dead to rights. Wasn't me. We won. We didn't lose. We won. Wasn't me. 844-967-2789.
Hey, Dominic, you know how we could solve all our problems? All the questions that, of course, these Republicans have created out of whole cloth, because the last guy said, you know, it was rigged and they stole it from him.
If you give me all your money, you will receive total consciousness on your deathbed.
Goonga, goonga.
You're welcome. Okay, besides that, how do we solve the problem?
Well, Dom, there is a proposal that Republicans are putting forth.
And, oh, really?
And it might solve the problem, or, you know, it might not solve the problem. It's hard to tell at this point. But their proposal, we've got to add watermarks to absentee ballots, and that'll solve everything. Hope Carnop over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would require watermarks on absentee ballots. But election clerks say the measure could create more problems while solving none. Well, that sounds like another great Republican idea, Dom.
I mean, that's how they do it, man.
Wait. You'll recognize the writer of the bill. Why, it's Waukesha's own Rep. Scott Allen, Republican, and Senator Romaine Quinn, Republican from Cameron, would require absentee ballots that are mailed to voters to contain a watermark that identifies the ballot as an official absentee ballot. Why? Well, let me read a little bit more here. Again, according to Allen, this is to help curb public distrust in absentee ballots. Well, that's really just you guys.
Right, you guys are sowing that distrust.
And now they're trying to get people to go out there and early vote. These Republicans are, because they keep losing elections, right? But again, Allen's quote, "This is to help curb public distrust in absentee ballots. It is certainly worth the additional cost to make our absentee ballots secure and restore trust in the election process. Of course, unless Donald Trump loses again, and then they're going to say it was rigged."
Well, they always say it was rigged. And, you know, come on, it was rigged, even though they were on the same ballot and they won. But for some reason, they were won, but it was rigged against Donald Trump. I mean, it never has made sense. They're the ones that are fomenting this feeling, starting with Donald Trump. They just picked up on it. I mean, why should there be trust in the election system? Because every investigation that was done shown that it was done properly. Trump's own guy said the most fair election ever. You know what I'm saying? So it is their own actions. It is their actions that are sowing this distrust. If these guys, if Allen stood up and said, "Hey, we looked at the data. We listen to Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty. We listen to Legislative Fiscal Bureau, whatever the investigation. Lots of people looked at these elections. Hell, they did recounts. They went to court. There was nothing wrong with this election other than the fact your guy lost. That's it. But you won on your ballot, Alan.
Dominic, in response to former President Donald Trump's false claims, are they false?
I mean, it seems to be.
I think they're false. False claims of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. Republicans have focused on absentee ballot security in the past legislative sessions. In multiple election reviews, as you've pointed out, including one by the conservative group, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, have proven that voter fraud is exceptionally rare. Exceptionally rare, Dom. A little bit more. Many of the past Republican proposals, such as a bill to limit who can return an absentee ballot on behalf of the voter, never received a full vote in one chamber or the other. And a spokesman for the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which provides guidance to clerks across the state, now didn't want to comment on this piece of you-know-what. Diane Conan, the clerk of the City of Oconomowoc and chairwoman of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association, said the organization, let's just say, Dom, they don't support the bill. Here's her quote. We don't see a problem that needs to be fixed, nor do we see anything substantive that a watermark will fix. The legislation to us is really addressing what we see as mistrust in some people's minds. Some people, Dom.
Some people's kids, man, I tell you.
So more expense, additional challenge, and doesn't solve any problems. What a great idea.
It'll help alleviate the mistrust. You know, brought to us by the same people who are sowing that distrust. Here is a problem we of our creation, and we are offering you a solution to our problem. Thank you very. Oh, it's going to cost you too. It's like, hey, Uncle Vito walking down the street. Welcome to the new business here on Brady Street. This is a beautiful building you got here. This is wonderful, wonderful. It's a, here I am. I'm gonna sell you some insurance. It says insurance, so I guarantee you, if anything happens to your beautiful windows here, anything happens at all, we will take care of it. That's what we do. But if you do not buy our insurance, I cannot guarantee that your windows will not break. You know what I mean? Here is a problem of our creation, and here is our solution. It's a shakedown, man. That's what it is. It's ridiculous. They got nothing. You got nothing, Republicans. If this is what you got, your guy just got dropped. He's a target letter. They're coming after him for that, let alone Willis. Oh, man. But here we go. Here's a problem that we made, and we're going to solve it for you. But trust us. We're the Republicans. We're mega.
Dominic, Donald Trump's demanding Republican lawmakers bail him out earlier this morning. He talked about his mounting legal troubles, which appear to include a third indictment. Thrice indicted, right? The former president responded to a post from conservative influencer. And we'll end it here, and we'll come back. We'll talk more, perhaps. The conservative influencer, Cat Turd.
Cat Turd.
Come back. More devils, less Cat Turd. 844-967-2789. And, you know, you can always text us at that number or use the shiny new Civic Media app. That's what the real patriots do.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be... Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 83. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
From the hometown of NASCAR's
You are listening
Trickle.
To Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Back in action tonight as the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors host the Madison Mallards on this gorgeous sunny evening at Witterfield. And good afternoon, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, an opportunity for the Raptors to get back in the win column. A much-deserved day yesterday. They had a league-wide off day, so they were not in the ballpark. They took some time off to rest, reflect, and get back to it today as they take on a Madison Mallards team that has been good for the most part. They're 8-6 right now. They started 4-1. They lost two straight, made it 4-3, but then won a four-game winning streak. They were 7-3. And then they went back to now 8-6. So they stand at first in the Great Lakes West Division, a team that dropped 2 out of 3 to Traverse City just a couple days ago. And yesterday they lost to the Knox Spiders 4-3 in it's a game where they were up and they was tied. And then top of the ninth inning, the Knox Spiders, one of their best players, Jack Gorman, hit a solo home run in the top of the ninth on the first pitch. And that's what sealed it for the Knox Spiders to take down the Mallards. So Madison 8-6 versus the Raptors, who are 7-7. They were at the 1.7-5, but they've since dropped two straight to the Growlers. They were swept in that series in Michigan, so they're looking to get back in winning ways and playing against a team that's in their division. So Raptors 7-7, a game back of Madison, but it's really bundled in between the Great Lakes West Division. You have in the bottom, you have Green Bay at 5-9. But you look at this, Madison 8-6, they stand at first. We have Wausau 7-6, Lakeshore 7-7, Raptors 7-7, the Knox Spiders 7-8. So right there between the first and the fifth place team, it's all bundled within a half game of each other. So we're just feeling each other out and the standings as well, because there is a lot to unpack. Raptors about 22 games left in the Northwoods League season for this 2023 year, so they're looking, trying to get into that win column more and more to put themselves in a better opportunity to have a playoff spot. But for today, the Raptors, Jacob Rosenkrantz getting the start on the mound, the 4-1 record, and headed to Missouri Baptist, so the Lincolnshire, Illinois native will be getting the start, a .79 ERA. He's been unbelievable. He's had 34 innings of work. He won versus Madison back on June the 5th, where he went 3 innings in that game. So he's familiar with the Mallards. So Rosenkrantz on the mound. Levi Jensen at catcher. Jack Gervich back in the lineup once more at first. Chris Conniff at second. Brendan Bobo is at third today. We've seen Bobo at right, first, and now third. So he's kind of switched in between a lot. It depends where Kirk Schreider wants to put him for that day. But Garrett Broussard at shortstop. Anthony Gallison at left field. Ty Johnson at center, and Orlando Lordoy at right field. So Lordoy's been a guy that they have really been impressed of so far. He's 4-8 in total, batting a .500 with one home run. So the Panamanian has really showed up and showed out for the Raptors here in the early parts of his Raptors campaign. As for the Mallards, they're going with Frankie Wright, the Wagner College pitcher, who went 6-2 there. He was their Saturday guy, so he's a guy that hasn't had much experience, though, for the Mallards, but rightfully so. He's only played in one game where he allowed three hits and a run, but a strikeout as well. So Frankie Wright on the mound. Canyon Brown behind home plate. Jake Goolsby at first. Davis Hamilton, he'll remain at second. Ryan Sprock, he's been unbelievable. He's at third. Cal Fisher headed to Florida State next season. He wasn't drafted in the MLB draft, so a little bit disappointed about that. But nonetheless, he's headed on a full ride to the Seminoles next year in the ACC. So he's at shortstop. A new face for the Mallards. Nick Williams headed to Michigan State. He's at left field. Isaiah Jackson at center. And Jackson Tucker at right. So the Raptors and the Mallards. Raptors lead this series 5-3. But you look at it, which is interesting stat. All three times the Mallards have won have been here at Witter Field. So you look at that, and two of the three games that they won at Witter Field were by a score of 8-5. So they've done very well, and they've had a very good track record here at Wisconsin Rapids. So Raptors looking to hopefully change the narrative a little bit today. And all three games that Madison won has been here. But other than that, four games the Raptors have won have been over there in Madison. So that's where that kind of stands, because it's kind of interesting. Both of these teams have been a little bit better on the road. You look at the Mallards, they're a team that in total, they bat 255 at home. They're a 255 batting team at home, but when they go on the road, they bat 266. So their numbers improve, especially on the plate. And they're a team that is 12-10 at home, but they have 11-14 on the road. But which is interesting is they have a better batting average. So we're going to see, we're going to find out if this team can continue to be good, because 8-6 right now, they've been up and down start. They were first with at least a two-game lead, but they've since won four straight, and then they dropped three straight. So they're kind of in a bit of a losing record right now, losing their past three, losing to two to Traverse City, and then also one to the Knox Spiders. So Madison is a team, though, it's a power-hitting team. They have a lot of guys that ready can make it happen for them. And for them, the DH, Owen Jackson, is a guy that you definitely are going to have to watch out for. Batting a .324, he's got 10 home runs, which leads the league in homers. He's got three home runs in his past seven games, five RBIs, and then also his past seven. So definitely a guy that the Raptors are going to have to watch out for. But you look at the Raptors side, their DH, Jorge Degatti, he's been unbelievable for Wisconsin Rapids, a guy that has showed up for them and has really showed out. Batting a .320, second on the team behind Lordoy, who's only had 8 at-bats. You take away Lordoy, he's first on the team with at-bats. He's batting a .400 in his past five games. He has been unbelievable. So both the DHs will be squaring off, both power hitters, and since how good they've been at the plate, maybe that's why they're the designated hitters for today. So we're going to find out how this gets going. It's an exciting Tuesday afternoon here in Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors have a home-and-home series with the Mallards. First game here tonight at Witter Field. Second game will be in Madison. So the Northwoods League All-Star break is appearing shortly. It will be next week starting Monday, but it's good for Raptors baseball and Raptors fans. Four of the next six games are at home here at Witter Field. So excited to bring you this first game against the Mallards coming up shortly on WFHR.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.